So let's review. Zakh the Mishnah, Irshak of Shua Karkam, called Kahana Shinimtu Betoicha Psulis. In a city which was conquered by a pillaging army, all the women married to Kahanim are considered Shvuyos, captured women, who are prohibited to their husbands, because there is a chashash as Nus Ba'inis, that they were coerced by soldiers for cohabitation, and Eshes Kain Shinensa Surlabala, the wife of a Kain that was coerced for Znus, is prohibited to her husband. The Gemara says that the Mishnah refers only to a situation, Bekarkum Shalmachos Acheres. In the case of an army of a foreign country, Yesh Chashash Znus, because they have no interest in protecting the people. However, Bekarkum Shal Isa Malchus, in the case of an army of this country, Ein Chashash Znus, because they are interested in protecting the people, Sheyu Lamas Oivid, so that they will be future taxpayers. The Gemara mentions a machlokes if there are other requirements, such as the mahadule lamasa shoshilta, placing an iron chain fence around the city, for kalba, and for placing dogs around the city, for gavza, and for placing wooden obstacles around the city, for avza, and for placing geese around the city, to ensure that le'arikad minayu, one does not attempt to infiltrate the city, thereby creating a chashajnus. The Gemara questions from a braisa which states, Baleshes shebo'le'ir, a city which was conquered by an army. During peacetime, the open barrels of wine are prohibited because of chashash yayin nesach, concerned that they drank the wine, while the sealed barrels are permitted. However, b'shas mochama, elu ve'elu mutaris, lafi she'ein p'nai l'nasach. During wartime, both psuches and stumas are permitted because they are occupied with the conflict and do not have an opportunity to drink wine. Apparently, during wartime, the evading armies do not have the opportunity to partake in other activities. If so, why is there a chashash nus? The Gemara answers, Amr of Mari, Livol yesh penai l'nasach im penai. Although they are occupied, they will make time for znus because yitzrim takfam. The Mishnah concludes, Vim yesh lehen edim, afile evid afile shifcha, hare elu nemanen, umitaris l'ba'al l'koyin. If the women have witnesses, even a servant or maidservant who are generally postula edus, that testify that there was no znus, their testimony is accepted and they are permitted to her husband, a kohen. However, ve'ein odem neman ali de atzma, she cannot testify for herself. The Gemara assumes, v'afal ha'shivcha di dam mehemna, that the Mishnah also refers to her personal maidservant, that her testimony is accepted. However, the Gemara asks from a b'raisa, which refers to a husband who gave his wife a get betznai, a divorce with a stipulation, in which Astur Lesyachrima, Shemayemu Gita Kaidim Lubnai, they're prohibited to be secluded out of concern that they will cohabit, and people will assume that they were already divorced before the child was born. The Brisa states, Loitesyachrimai, Ella Alpi Adim, Bafula Alpi Evid Valpi Shifcha. They may not be secluded unless there are witnesses present, which also includes a servant or maidservant, because Mirtisa, they'll be afraid to cohabit in the Edom's presence. However, this excludes her personal maidservant because since they are intimate with each other, she will not be afraid to cohabit in the Shifcha's presence. Therefore, the Gemara asks that might also be a reason to be concerned that Shifchasa might testify falsely on her behalf that there was no znus. If so, why is a Shvui permitted to her husband based on the testimony of Shifchasa? The Gemara offers three explanations. Rav Papi answers that our Mishnah differs from the Braisa because b'shvui hikilu. In the case of Shvui, the Chacham will lean to accept the testimony of Shifchasa because the Chashash Nus is only a suffix, a possibility. Rav Papa says, Ha b'shivcha dida. The Braisa that excludes Shifchasa refers to her personal maidservant, regarding whom there is a concern of libegaspa. V'loy mirtisa. Ha b'shivcha didei. Our Mishnah that includes Shifchasa refers to his maidservant, regarding whom there is no concern of libegaspa, therefore umirtasa. Ravashi says, Ha v'ha b'shivcha dida. Both the Mishnah and the Braisa refer to her personal maidservant, and in both cases, Shivcha merze chazi v'shaska. Her maidservant observes all her activities, but keeps silent, because she libegaspa Shifchasa. However, loy mishakra, she will not make a false statement, therefore, Hasam shtikasa matirasa. In the case of the Braisa, she only needs to testify that there was no yichid while she was present, in which her shtika regarding bia will allow them to cohabit because lo mirtasa. Therefore lo mehemna, because her testimony does not prove that there was no bia. However, hachash dekasa israsa. In the case of the Mishnah, she must testify that there was no znus at all, in which her shtika regarding bia cannot remove the chashash nus. Therefore, mehemna, because her testimony proves that there was no bia. This discussion continues in the next daf.